Today's Words of Wisdom, a prayer for world peace, will be presented in Slovenian and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Olasis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Croatian, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Urdu, and Turkish. Republika Slovenija leži v srcu Evrope in se ponaša sjajno ter izredno raznoliko pokrajino nad in pod površjem. Deželo, ki je na severu obdana z Alpami in Mediteranom na jugu, prekrivajo bujni gozdovi, pod površjem pa se nahajajo podzemske jame. Tukajšna pokrajina je zlitje vsega lepega na tem svetu, dežela iz pravljice. V Sloveniji lahko najdemo nekaj najbolj osupljivih krajev. Znana je po škocjanskih jamah, uvrščenih na seznam UNESCO-ve svetovne kulturne dediščine, kjer se nahaja cerkvenikov most, naravni most, ki se vzdiguje skoraj 50 metrov. Nedaleč stran najdemo Postojnsko jamo s človeško ribico in glavno mesto Ljubljano, ki jo opisujejo kot živahno mesto, polno zgodovinske dediščine preteklih 5000 letij. Konec maja leta 2007 je najvišja mojstrica Čing-Haj odlikovala slovenskega predsednika dr. Janeza Drnovška z nagrado za bleščeče svetovno vodenje, kot priznanje za izjemen trud in razsvetljeno vodenje svojih sonarodnjakov in vsega človeštva. Bil je pobudnik projekta Sadeži družbe, katerega namen je spodbujanje prostovoljnih dejavnosti in pobude Svet za Darfur za pomoč prizadetim zaradi konfliktov. Prav tako se je uveljavil kot uvršen pisec navdiha polnih duhovnih knjig. Na povabilo iskrenih iskalcev resnice je najvišja mojstrica Čing-Haj obiskala to lepo deželo med svojo zgodovinsko turnejo predavanj po 18 evropskih državah. Vabimo vas k užitkovemu pogledu predavanja z naslovom Molitev za svetovni mir najvišje mojstrice Čing-Haj v Ljubljani 26. maja 1999.
Supreme Master Ching-Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
And welcome to Slovenia, welcome to our city Ljubljana, and welcome to our hearts. Zdaj prosim lahko ponudite cvetje in sadje mojstrici Čing-Haj. Mojstrice se imenujemo, se kličemo med seboj, bratje in sestre. In zdaj nam bo naš brat Rastko povedal nekaj svojih izkušenj z mojstrico. Prosim, Rastko Kovačič.
Ladies and gentlemen, the students of the Supreme Master call each other brothers and sisters. And now our brother Rastko is going to share a few words about our experience with the Supreme Master.
Ta čas, da na nek način predstavim mojstrico Čing-Haj. Morda je najboljši način, da to naredim kar skozi del moje izkušnje. ko sem prvič imel priložnost meditirati iz sestrico Čing-Haj, se mi je zgodilo, da je iz morja svetlobe znova in znova ustajala in jim prihajala nasproti. In to je trajalo in trajalo. Ni je bilo barve svetlobe, skozi katero ne bi prišla. Še nikdar v življenju nisem videl človeka, ki bi prenašal take muke. Sploh si nisem mislil, da človek lahko toliko vzdrži. Ampak, ker iz duhovne literature vemo, da mojster ob iniciaciji prevzame karmo svojih tako imenovanih učencev, toda, ko se je slika čez minuto ali dve spremenila, sem bil resnično šokiran. Mojstrico sem videl vso žarečo in srečno. Vsak delček njenega telesa do zadnje celice je oddajal srečo. Vsaka misel je bila eno samo žarenje. In vsak delček duše je bil zaspolnjen z eno samo ljubeznjo. Čisto obratna situacija. Še nikdar v življenju nisem videl nekoga, ki bi bil tako srečen. Tudi tako srečen zaradi drugih. Upam, da bom ta občutek te popolnosti vedno nosil v sebi in da me bo spodbujala pri realizaciji svoje lastne narave. Po vsem tem se kar samo ponuja odgovor na vprašanje, kdo je najvišja mojstrica Čing-Haj? Ker se je z njo precej lažje srečati v meditaciji, imajo pa zelo redko čas, da bi jo srečali v živo, bodi prisrčno pozdravljala med nami sestrica Čing-Haj.
Hvala. Please invite standing people. They can come and sit on the stage if they want to.
Če kdo želi, se lahko sede kar na oder.
And I will stand up so some other people can see me.
Sama pa bom ustala, zato da me boste lahko vsi videli.
It's nice to look at someone when they are speaking, no?
Kajti dobro je, da človek vidi tistega, ki govori.
Yes. Well, make yourself at home. Welcome to Slovenia.
Dobrodošli v Sloveniji. Naj vam bo udobno.
Yes, yes, come here, Annie, come here. Come right here. Sit here. Yeah, there are two, three, sit there. I'm standing because I'm too small. When I stand up, people can see me one inch better.
Jaz sem tako majhna, da bom kar stala, da me boste bolje videli, pa se lahko sedete.
Yeah, your people are so clever.
Vi ste tako bistri, da verjetno prevoda sploh ne potrebujemo.
Everybody speaks English.
Vsi govorite angliško.
Even the fruit seller in the market, they speak English to me.
Še prodajalka sadja na tržnici je znala angliško.
I went out buy some lemons for my throat.
Kupila sem si limone za grlo.
Yeah. And I was trying to make use my hand and he said, you speak English?
In govorila sem z rokami, na to pa me nekdo vpraša, govorite angliško.
Yeah. And I was so happy, he said, yes, yes, sir, yes. Yes, everyone speak English or German, you know, so I feel very much at home here.
Torej, vsi govorite angliško in tudi nekateri nemško, zato se tukaj počutim kot doma.
The taxi driver, the coffee server, they all speak perfect German or English.
Taksist in nekdo, ki mi je postregel kavo, govori odlično nemščino ali pa angliščino.
I'm so happy to be in your little country. So happy.
Presrečna sem, da sem v vaši majhni državi. Neizmerno srečna.
Because I went out on the street and meet your people, talk to them, and of course they don't know who I am. We just friends right away. They make me so happy, so welcome.
V ulicah sem srečevala vaše ljudi in kljub temu, da me ne poznajo, so se menoj pokramljali in so me res osrečili.
So helpful and so protective and so honest. Ah, your people are so nice, like being in heaven, almost.
Vaši ljudje so mi pomagali, me zaščitili in me res osrečili, kot bi bila v nebesih, tako prijazni ste.
So today I sat and talked to God. I wonder why you sent me here, you know. These people are perfect.
In danes sem vprašala Boga, kako to, da se mi poslal sem, saj ti ljudje so popolni.
You know, when I first came here, I got lost, and I just parked my car, but I didn't have any money, and just a man on the street came and talked to me in English and helped me and tried to pay the parking money for me even.
Ko sem prišla prvič k vam, sem se izgubila. Parkirala sem, na to pa nisem imela nič denarja in kar pojavil se je nekdo na ulici, ki mi je dal nekaj denarja, samo od sebe.
And I went to buy lemon because I have terrible pain in the throat for many days. And I didn't have enough change, so the supermarket sale lady, she just said, never mind.
In želela sem kupiti med, da bi ga dala v limonado, da si ozdravim grlo, ker me zelo boli, pa nisem imela drobiža, da bi kupila ta majhen med in je prodajalka rekla, kar pustite, je že v redu.
But then I gave her some flowers in exchange.
Tako sem jo zameno poklonila cvetlice.
And I bought the flowers from a person in the street. He sell those sneeze witchin.
Šmarnice pa sem jih poklonila, ker sem jih kupila od prodajalke na ulici.
And because I don't have a small change, so I want to give him more. But he insists that he doesn't want to take more than he should take.
In tudi takrat nisem imela drobiža in sem želela dati več denarja, pa spet.
I'm really very happy, a little surprised.
Res sem presnečna in malce presenečena.
It's nice to meet honest, correct people for a change.
In prijetno je za spremembo. Prečati prijazne in odkrite poštene ljudi.
I always give more than I should, more than the price anyhow, you know, to the taxi, to hotel, waiter, whatever.
Sama vedno zelo rada dam več denarja ali taksistu v hotelu ali v trgovini, restauraciji, vendar pa ne maram takih ljudi, ki bi že vnaprej želeli, da jim dam več, preden jim to sama ponudil.
So I asked God today, what do you want me to do here? You know, these people are so nice, they're like angels.
Zato sem danes vprašala Boga, kaj želiš, da danes naredim tukaj, ker ti ljudje so tako prijazni, so kot angeli.
I said, you bless them so much, you bless their country so much, their country has everything, and has so much love, and so much blessing. What for you send me here?
Rekla sem mu, blagoslovil si to deželo, toliko si jim dal, ti ljudje imajo vse, kaj še želiš, da jim lahko dam jaz?
So he told me, yes, 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 because these people are so blessed and they love me so much, he wants me to show you him.
Yes. In rekel je, res je, ti ljudje me imajo tako neizmerno radi, tako me ljubijo, da želim, da jim ti to pokažeš.
So I said, ah, I understand.
Tako sem razumela.
Because normally I thought wherever God wants to send me is where people really, like sometimes miserable, unhappy, you know, lack of comfort. Just want me to come and remind them of God so that they can live a better, happier life.
Kaj to običajno me Bog pošilja v kraj, kjer živijo ljudje, ki so zelo nesrečni, žalostni in rabijo uteho. Tako jim sama lahko pokažem nekaj boljšega in tako lahko zaživijo boljše življenje.
But I did not expect that in some very happy, blessed country, I would also need to see God. He said, yes, because they love me so much, I want to reveal to them.
Nisem pa pričakovala, da bom prišla v tako lepo deželo, v kateri bo Bog od mene želel samo to, da vam razkrijem ljubezen, vašo ljubezen do Boga.
So I am not surprised if you tell me that you also see God every day already in your house.
Ne bom presenečena, če boste rekli, da vidite Boga vsak dan v svojem domu.
But in case you miss him somehow, you don't see him, then we can sit together and I show you how.
V primeru pa, da ga ne vidite, da ga iščete in pogrešate, vam lahko pokažemo pot, kako vam bo to uspelo.
Then you can see God every day.
In potem boste lahko videli Boga vsak dan.
Can hear his direct teaching every day.
In njegovo neposredno poučevanje boste slišali vsak dan.
The teaching that comes from the word that's stated in the Bible.
To je znanje, ki prihaja iz besede, to je beseda, ki je zapisana v Bibliji.
The word is the teaching of God, is the heavenly melody that will melt our heart, will elevate our spirit and will widen our wisdom.
Ta beseda je učenje Boga, ki bo stopila naše srce in nam odprla pot do Božje modrosti.
I see your people love art very much.
Vidim, da imate pri vas ljudje zelo radi umetnost.
People who are artists who love art, they are very gentle kind of personality.
In tisti ljudje, ki imajo radi umetnost, so običajno zelo nežni in so prijazni.
Even in your money you print all these artists.
Še na svoj denar ste natisnili umetnike.
Yes. In India they have a saying that musician, artist, poet, they are half saint.
V Indiji namreč pravijo, da je glasbenik, umetnik, pesnik na pol svetnik.
This noble art, noble expression of a higher dimension of life also resemble a heaven in some degree.
Ta plemenita umetnost, plemenit izraz višjih božjih dimenzij je na nek način podoben božjemu kraljestvu.
So it is not surprised that if you find among those gentle nationalities are those who are very much devoted to art like music, painting, poetry, etc.
Zato ni presenetljivo, da pri nežnejših narodih najdemo veliko umetnikov, glasbenikov in pesnikov, slikarjev.
Ah, yesterday the gentleman I met at the pub, he is a musician.
Včeraj sem v nekem lokalu srečala, spoznala nekega gospoda, ki je glasbenik.
Of course I pay him back the money later.
Seveda sem mu plačala kasneje.
But then he invites me to coffee.
Povabil me je namreč na kavo.
I did go to the coffee.
Šla sem z njim na kavo.
Then he met another musician there. Oh, musician everywhere.
Nato je tam srečal še enega glasbenika. Videla sem, da se glasbeniki znajdejo povsod.
And they're so gentle, so gentle.
Tako nežni so, neizmerno nežni.
It's also nice to be among gentle folk.
Prav tako je izredno prijetno, prijetno se počuti med nežnimi ljudmi.
Of course, we as spiritual practitioners do not mind to die for the happiness of other people, but it is nice also to be among happy people.
Seveda tisti, ki se ukvarjamo z duhovnostjo, bi radi volje posvetili, dali svoje življenje za nesrečne, uboge ljudi. Prav tako pa je prijetno, če smo v družbi srečnih ljudi.
It feels light, it feels at home.
Občutek imam, da sem lahka, občutek imam, da sem doma.
I'm sorry that the place is small.
Žal mi je, da je ta dvorana tako majhna.
They told me outside that the house is packed, there's no more seat. I say, why didn't you kind of rent a bigger place?
Ko so mi povedali, da je dvorana čisto polna in da ljudje ne morejo v dvorano, sem postavila vprašanje, kako to, da niste dobili večje dvorane?
They told me, this is the biggest place we get.
Pa so mi rekli, to je največja dvorana, ki nam jo je uspelo dobiti.
Is that right?
A je tako?
Yeah. Yes. We are in Slovenia. Yes. Maybe everything is packed in diamond size.
No, zdaj, kar smo v Sloveniji, verjetno vse, ima vse verjetno velikost diamanta.
But your people's heart is so big.
Ampak srca vaših ljudi so tako velika.
I was thinking maybe I stay here.
In mislila sem, oh, morda kar ostanem tukaj.
Very nice country.
Zelo lepa dežela.
Thank you. Can I stay here? Yeah?
Yes.
No visa problem?
A lahko stanem pri vas, ne bo problemov z vizo.
Wow. nice. I think you have some question you want to ask me later. So should I stop and let you ask question or should I continue?
Vidim, da ste že pripravili nekaj vprašanj, na katere vam bom kasneje odgovorila. Želite, da kar odgovarjam na vprašanje ali želite, da kar nadaljujem? Vam še kaj povem. Ne še kaj pove? Ja. We want you to say some more.
Oh, say some more. Well, what, like, pa bi želeli, what do you like to hear?
Kaj bi radi, da pove? Kako? About love.
Oh, about love. Human love or God's love?
O človeški ljubezni ali o Božji ljubezni, kaj bi radi slišali? God's love.
God's love? Oh, you don't know God's love, you do know.
Ne veste, ne poznate Božje ljubezni, vi poznate Božjo ljubezen.
Okay, I tell you some of my experience, similar to the experience of our brothers and sisters in our group.
In moja izkušnja je zelo podobna izkušnjam mojih bratov in sester v naši skupini.
Not like it's exactly the same, it's just that the love of God, you know, is always the same.
Ne da je popolnoma enaka, ampak vse veste, da je ljubezen Boga vedno enaka.
I experience God's love every day, every second, and every day is miracle.
Božjo ljubezen doživljam vsak dan, vsako sekundo in Božja ljubezen je čudež.
God always loves us and protects us and takes care of us and watch over us every day. It's just that we know it better after we have the reconnection.
Bog nas ima ves čas rad, nas zaščiti, za nas poskrbi in nas čuva v vsakem trenutku, vsak dan, ampak to bolje začutimo, bolje spoznamo, da je to res takrat, ko se z njim ponovno povežemo, ko spostavimo ta stik.
It's just like training. After you know God, you will suddenly be in an automatic training that you will know when God wants you to do what. There are some kind of very sharp intuition, sometimes even direct instruction, so that we know what to do in our daily activities.
Ko spoznate Boga prvič tako močno, se pojavi neke vrste močna intuicija, vodenje in slišite Boga, ko vam dnevno pripoveduje, kaj morate narediti. Ko bi nenehno poslušali dnevna navodila.
Before the connection, we almost like we don't know that God even hear our prayers or not.
Kajti preden vzpostavimo ta stik, skoraj da ne vemo, da Bog sliši naše molitve.
Sometimes we don't have proof of God's existence or God's love because we don't see what He is doing for us. We don't sense the answers He has to our prayers.
Včasih ne vemo, da nam Bog daje ljubezen, da je ves čas ob nas, zato ker ne vidimo, kaj dela za nas in ne slišimo njegove besede.
After the reconnection, the so-called initiation, we will know that more clearly because we can see God every day and we can hear His teaching.
Po iniciaciji oziroma posvetitvi pa to vemo natančno, zato ker slišimo in tudi vidimo, čutimo Boga.
God is always there. Everybody told us that. The Bible states clearly, God lives within us and this body is only a temple.
Bog je vedno z nami. To je zapisano v Bibliji in to je resnica. Telo, v katerem bivamo, pa je živ tempelj.
So sitting all here are God manifestation in the physical realm.
Bog je v nas samih in vsi, ki tukaj sedimo, smo manifestacija, uresničitev, utelešenje Boga.
The reason why we do not recognize God's grace, we do not feel God's love, because we look in the wrong places.
Razlog, da ne prepoznamo, ne uvidimo Božje ljubezni in milosti Boga, pa je v tem, da ne pogledamo na pravo mesto, ne iščemo prav.
We are too busy.
Preveč smo zaposleni.
Busy earning money, busy keeping position, busy to survive. Forget that the giver of all things, The owner of all this enjoyment are within ourselves.
Zaposleni smo, ko služimo denar, ko se trudimo ohranjati svoj položaj, čas zapravljamo s tem, da se trudimo preživeti in pozabljamo, da je Bog v nas samih.
So when somebody point to us where God is, we will see it right away.
Pozabljamo, da je Bog tisti, ki nam nenehno to ponuja in ko nam Bog nekdo pokaže, kje je Bog, potem to vidimo v trenutku.
And all we have to do is just reserve a little time every day to recognize the God within us, and later on it becomes natural that we remember God and we see it. We can see it almost all the time, even 24 hours, anytime we wish to see, anytime we wish to hear. Later we don't even have to wish to see, wish to hear. He is all the time there.
In vse, kar je potrebno narediti, je, da se vzamemo nekaj časa vsak dan, da prepoznamo Boga v sebi. In na to bomo, kadar bomo želeli, videli Boga tudi okrog sebe. Na koncu pa bomo prišli do točke, ko nam niti ne bo potrebno želeti, ampak bomo avtomatično prepoznali Boga povsod, 24 ur na dan.
God loves us so much that he even wakes us up when we're late for work.
Bog nas ima tako neizmerno rad, da nas celo prebudi, če zamujamo v službo.
When the alarm went wrong.
Ko nam budilka zataji.
Or even lead us to the right shop where we in a strange land, we don't know where to go and buy certain things.
Vodi nas celo, če smo v tuji deželi in hodimo po neznani trgovini, nas vodi in usmerja, kje najdemo tisto, kar iščemo.
Even take care of our personal affair, mend our broken love, heal our wounded heart, and comfort us in any way possible once we know him again.
In poskrbi za vse naše osebne stvari in ponovno zaceli srčne rane, ozdravi nas zaradi ljubezni in ves čas nam stoji ob strani in nam pomaga.
That's why Jesus say, I will send a comforter to you.
Zato je rekel Jezus, poslal vam bom pomoč in uteho.
The Christ power can take any shape, any body in order to comfort us.
Kristusova moč se lahko pojavi v kakršnikoli obliki, v kakršnemkoli telesu, da nam daje uteho.
Before Jesus, God has sent other masters. After Jesus, God will send other master. But they're all the same, only one Son of God manifested in different bodies.
Pred Jezusom je Bog poslal mojstre, tudi za njim je poslal mojstre. Gre za isto utelešanje očeta skozi različne ljudi.
That's why when someone asks Jesus, are you the reincarnation of such and such past masters like Elijah's and so, Jesus kept quiet.
In ko je nekdo vprašal Jezusa, ali si ti utelešenje vseh mojstrov, ki so se rodili pred teboj, je Jezus ostal v tišini.
He did not deny that.
In tega ni zanikal.
Because it is the same power, the only one Holy Spirit that descend into earth through different generations to comfort the beloved children of God and bring them home.
Gre za isto moč, gre za istega svetega duha, ki se je skozi čas utelešal v različnem času, da bi dajal uteho svojim otrokom in jim pokazal pot, jih pripeljal nazaj domov.
If we truly love God and want to see him, one day or another, we will encounter this so-called comforter, you know, the spirit that comes from God, that's choose any office, like a body, in order to work, to bring us comfort and bring us the light again.
In če res ljubimo Boga, ga bomo videli in pojavil se bo v nas nekdo, ki nam bo dajal uteho. Morda je to lahko nekdo, ki nam v pisarni pokaže svojo ramo, na katero se lahko naslonimo in nas potolaži.
And then our life will become the way we want in every way, and we will feel so secure, so loved, and we know that after leaving this physical body, we will go to heaven, because we already go to heaven every day to check out.
Sploh ne vem, kako bi opisala, kakšno potem postane življenje. Tako neizmerno varne in ljubljene se bomo počutili in v tistem trenutku vemo, da bomo ob smrti šli direktno v nebesa, kajti smo že v nebesih, tukaj na zemlji.
In the Bible there's a saying, he says that I die daily.
V Bibliji piše, umiram vsak dan.
It is the process of resurrection again and again and again that we can learn.
To je proces ponovnega vstajenja, spet in spet, in to je nekaj, kar se lahko naučimo.
To die doesn't mean that we finished, has no more life, just a change of station, change of house, or change of clothes.
Ko človek umre, to ne pomeni, da je vsega konec. Pač pa se samo začne novo, drugačno življenje, kot da bi spremenili obleko.
We can die two ways. Like the big death, the time that we leave the physical body forever, and we can also die a short temporary death by leaving the body, but keep the connection cord, come back again, and maybe leave again tomorrow, or leave in the afternoon, or leave in the evening, leave in the morning. It's just a process of training. So we will never fear death again, because we know where we are going after we die.
Umremo lahko na dva načina. Umremo lahko tako, da se ne vrnemo več v svoje telo. Lahko pa umremo za kratek čas danes in nato morda spet popoldne, tako da samo zapustimo telo, pa smo kljub temu z nitko še vedno povezani s svojim telesom. In to lahko naredimo večkrat in tako se znebimo strahu pred smrtjo, ker vemo, kam bomo šli, ko bomo za večno zapustili to telo.
We all heard that heaven awaits us, the Christian or the Buddhist or the whatever religion we believe, that heaven awaits us if we believe in Christ, if we believe in God, if we believe in Buddha, if we believe in Allah, etc. We will go straight to heaven after we die. We all heard that. Every religion promised this.
Vsa verovanja, vse vere, pa naj si bo krščanstvo ali budizem, verujejo, da bomo šli po smrti v nebesa. Pa ni važno, ali verjamete v Kristusa, v Boga, v Budo ali Alaha. Vse vere učijo, da gre človek po smrti v nebesa.
But to some of us, we want to know it now. We want to see heaven while we are still here, just to make sure, number one. Number two, we want to know God's love now, because here in this world, we need it more.
Ampak nekateri med nami si želimo to izkusiti že kar tukaj in zdaj. Najprvi razlog je, da se želimo prepričati, da je to res. Drugi razlog pa je, da želimo doživeti Božjo ljubezen tukaj in zdaj.
Once we are in heaven already, we have everything. Surely we will not mind whether we know God's love or not God's love, or we know heaven, because we are already in heaven. So while in this suffering world, we need God's love more. We need to be assured of a place in heaven more than ever.
Kajti, ko bomo že v nebesi, ne bomo več dvomili v ljubezen Boga in bomo ljubljeni, ampak zdaj, bolj kot kdajkoli prej v zgodovini, želimo začutiti ljubezen Boga tukaj na zemlji.
To these people, we offer our help.
In ljudem lahko ponudimo svojo pomoč.
Because it is a pity that we don't know heaven, because heaven is at hand. It says so in the Bible. It's a pity we don't know God, because God lives in this temple. It's right here. It's pity that we don't know, so we should know.
Kajti škoda je, da ne poznamo Boga, kajti Bog je na dlani. Škoda je, da se ne zavedamo, da je Bog v nas, da smo živ tempel, v katerem biva Bog.
Surely God loves us in heaven as well as here, but if we can know His love right now, we can make use of it, wouldn't be better?
Seveda je Božja ljubezen tista, ki jo izkusimo v nebesih, pa mar ne bi bilo še bolje, če bi vedeli, da obstaja že tukaj, če bi jo znali uporabljati že zdaj.
We all have fathers and mothers, and suppose we are separated from our parents since we were young or when we were child, we always want to know who our true parents are.
Mi vsi imamo mater in očeta, pa si predstavljajmo, da smo izgubili starše v mladosti, da smo bili ločeni od njih. Potem celo življenje krepenimo potem, da bi spoznali svoje starše.
Because we believe no one can love us better than our true parents.
Ker verjamemo, da nas nihče ne more bolj iskreno ljubiti kot naši pravi starši.
Similarly, we heard that we have a father in heaven somewhere.
In zelo podobno, vemo, da imamo očeta nekje v nebesi.
Of course we want to know him.
Seveda ga želimo spoznati.
And that's the reason why I have tried so hard. I look everywhere. Just I want to see my father.
To je razlog, da se tako trudim, kajti vse povsod želim ugledati svojega očeta.
And now that I have found him, I would also like to share this knowledge to everyone who like to know the same thing, like to know our father.
Zdaj pa, ko sem ga našla, želim posredovati to znanje vsem tistim, ki si želite spoznati našega očeta.
Because nothing in this world, no love in this world can compare to this.
Kajti nič na tem svetu, nobena ljubezen tega sveta se ne more z njim primerjati.
When we have God inside, when we know God again inside, we have everything. We're so secure, we feel so loved, we feel so valuable, we feel so precious that we know, we feel and we know, and we definitely are sure that we are the Prince of Heaven.
In ko imamo Boga v sebi, ko začutimo Boga v sebi, potem se počutimo tako neizmerno ljubljene, varne, tako dragocene, da vemo, da smo res povezani z Bogom.
And that's why we know that since the old time, the people who found God, they almost like they do not need anything anymore in the world. They forsake anything, everything. Even forsake the thorns, forsake the whole kingdom, forsake the beautiful house and wife, just to immerse himself or herself in this love. Of God.
In zato poznamo ljudi iz zgodovine, ki so v tej neizmerni božji ljubezni zapustili vse imetje, zapustili velike hiše, partnerja, ženo, samo zato, da bi se resnično predali te velike neizmerni ljubezni.
And the people in the world who did not understand them, blame them for being strange or maybe a little bit out of balance.
In tisti ljudje, ki jih niso razumeli, so jih obsojali. Ti ljudje so se jim zdeli čudni ali pa se jim je zdelo, da so padli iz ravnovesja.
And they will sing the praise of God, they will be intoxicated in this love of God, that they will proclaim the truth that I and my Father are one, such as the case of Jesus. And then people did not understand him and they even have to harm him.
In prepevali so pesem ljubezni in razglašali so resnico, jaz in Bog sva eno, ampak ljudje, v primeru Jezusa, ga niso razumeli in so ga celo ranili.
But it is stated in all the Bibles of all religions that this body is only the temple, the physical temple, and God lives inside. That means there's no human, no devil, no angels, nothing else except God within us. And we are God.
Ampak vse to je zapisano v vseh svetih knjigah, v vseh svetih spisih, da je Bog v nas samih, da ni v nas noben hudič, noben angel, nobena druga stvar kot samo Bog.
And when Jesus knew that, he proclaimed it, he proclaimed the truth.
In ko je Jezus to spoznal, to vedel, je razglasil resnico.
Everyone else who did not recognize that God within them still identify themselves with the human body and thinking that they are human or they are anything less than God.
V vseh knjigah je tudi zapisano, da je naše telo samo tempelj, v katerem prebiva Bog. In vsi tisti, ki se niso poistovetili z Jezusom, niso našli Boga v sebi, so še vedno so se poistovetili s svojim telesom.
Of course, it is difficult.
In tako je seveda težko.
When we were born into this physical prison, we have been blindfolded. Our memories of heaven have been erased for a while.
Ko se rodimo v to fizično ječo, je tako, kot bi nam privezali ruto čez oči. Za nekaj časa smo oslepeli.
But that is for a divine purpose.
Ampak v tem je Božji namen.
Because for the purpose of creation, for the purpose of a colorful universe, we have to play different roles. And in order to play all these roles, wholeheartedly, we had to forget heaven. We had to forget that we are a part of God.
Kajti to je namen stvarstva. Za celotno raznolikost stvarstva smo morali, če smo želeli, živeti srcem za nekaj časa to pozabiti.
But now that properly, many of us have played enough and it's time to go home. If you feel it is your time to go home, you're tired of the theater here, then we can take you home. Very simple, the bus is waiting.
Zdaj pa se marsikomu zdi, da je utrujen takega življenja in če si želite nazaj domov, če čutite, da je za vas prišel čas za pot domov, vas lahko popeljemo tja, avtobus vas čaka.
The so-called old souls, they are ready to go home.
Tako imenovane stare duše so pripravljene na vrnitev domov.
Because these so-called old souls, they have been here a long time. They have blessed the world with all that they have. They have experienced different joy and different event that has been created for them and for the world. And they probably think that is enough.
Kajti te tako imenovane stare duše so na svetu živele dolgo časa, blagoslovile svet s tem, kar so imele v sebi in doživele veliko lepega, doživele toliko, da lahko že začutijo, da je zanje čas za vrnitev domov.
So for those of you who are tired, who wants to enjoy the love of God, because we have been exhausted in this world, we offer a solution.
Za tiste torej, ki ste utrujeni, ki ste se dovolj namučili in si želite doživljati, živeti v ljubezni Boga, vam lahko ponudimo rešitev.
Then you will no longer feel tired, you will no longer feel lonely, you will no longer wonder where is God and what I am to do here, why the world in such and such and such problems, etc. Every answers will be clear to you.
In ne boste se več počutili utrujene, osamljene, ne boste se več spraševali, zakaj so vojne na svetu. Dani vam bodo odgovori na vsa vprašanja.
We will no longer blame God for war and we will no longer doubt the existence of God and whether he hears us or not. We will be very clear.
Nič več ne bomo krivili Boga za vojne na svetu. Nič več ne bomo dvomili, ali Bog obstaja ali ne, kajti to bomo vedeli. Vedeli bomo, da Bog je.
I shall answer any other questions that you would like to address. Thank you for your absolute attention.
Zdaj pa bom odgovorila na vaše vprašanje. Hvala za vašo absolutno pozornost. Prvo vprašanje je, zakaj počnete to, kar počnete in kdo ste? Why are you doing what you are doing and who are you?
I'm doing what I'm doing because God orders me to do.
To, kar delam, delam zato, ker mi to ukazuje Bog.
And who am I?
In kdo sem?
I'm a nobody.
Jaz sem nihče.
It is God who works through this body.
To je delo Boga skozi to telo. V čigavem imenu dajete iniciacijo? In whose name do you give the initiation?
In the name of the Father.
v imenu očeta.
In fact, it's the Father who will give you initiation. I will not do anything.
Pravzaprav je Bog, Oče, tisti, ki vam bo dal posvetitev. Jaz ne naredim ničesar.
I just stand by and tell you what not to do.
Sama samo stojim ob strani in vam povem, česa ne smete narediti.
At the time of initiation, I don't do anything.
V trenutku posvetitve iniciacije sama ne naredim ničesar.
I don't even have to be there.
Niti ni potrebno, da sem prisotna.
I just show you where to look for God, then you can contact him directly.
Samo pokazala vam bom, kje najdete Boga, na to pa lahko z njim sami direktno neposredno vzpostavite stik.
But you will understand that better when you raise your consciousness higher yourself.
Ampak to boste bolje razumeli, ko boste sami dvignili svojo zavest.
It is
svoje zavedanje.
Yes. It is difficult to explain things that is not worldly.
Težko je razložiti stvari, ki niso zemeljske.
I can sing you a song of my composition, I can show you my design, I can show you my painting, but I cannot explain to you the essence of God. You must know it yourself and I will just show you how.
Lahko vam zapojem pesem, ki sem jo sama napisala, lahko vam pokažem oblačilo, ki sem ga skreirala ali svoj nakit, ne morem pa vam opisati Boga, bistva Boga, to morate vedeti vi sami, lahko pa vam pokažem, na kakšen način vam to uspe.
And then you will know that you and God are one.
In potem boste vedeli, da ste vi in Bog eno.
Yes, I just want to show you your greatness, your original self.
Želim vam samo pokazati vašo veličino, vaše izvirno bistvo, to, kar ste v resnici. Zakaj naj bi bila iniciacija takojšnje razsvetljenje? Why should the initiation suggest immediate enlightenment? How can initiation be immediate enlightenment?
Because it will be immediate.
Zato, ker bo to trenutno.
Enlightenment is yourself. You are the essence of light. And if I show you your light and you see the light immediately, isn't that not immediate?
Kajti razsvetljenje ste vi sami. Vi ste utelešenje luči. In če vam to pokažem, to vidite trenutno.
I told you, God is within you.
Povedala sem vam že, da je Bog v vas.
If God is so near and I show you, isn't not easy?
Če je Bog v vas in vam to pokažem, mar ni potem vse tako preprosto.
Do not be deluded by the argumentative mind. Just go in and see God directly and immediately. It's really immediate.
Ne dopustite, da vas zavede vaš um, vaše razmišljanje, kar pojdite neposredno v Boga. To je takojšna izkušnja.
And after that you can continue every day.
In kaj ti potem boste lahko nadaljevali vsak dan.
Suppose I have an apple here. Can I immediately take it?
Predstavljajte si, da imam tukaj jabolko, ali ga lahko takoj vzamem.
Yeah. And the Bible say that God lives within you. And isn't that not strange that you cannot immediately know God?
In Biblija pravi, da Bog živi v vas. Mar ni potem, kako to, da se vam zdi tako čudno, da je možno v trenutku spoznati Boga?
Very easy. You just forgot. I will show you.
To je zelo preprosto. Samo pozabili ste, jaz vam bom pokazala.
God really is in you.
Bog res živi v vas.
Nothing else but God in there.
Nič drugega dni, kot sami bogovi okrog mene.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Hvala, ker ste bili z nami pri današnji oddaji Besede modrosti. Prosimo, pridružite se nam spet jutri ob zaključku tega izjemnega predavanja. Sledi oddaja Tehnologija zlate dobe takoj za pomembnimi novicami. Prosimo, ostanite z nami na Supreme Master televiziji. Do takrat pa nasvidenje in naj vas Bog blagoslovi. We appreciate your presence today on Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of this insightful lecture. Coming up next is Golden Age Technology, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Farewell and God bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.